From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns will continue a series of studies in the Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the conclusion of a message entitled Basic Christianity. The text is found in chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, where the Apostle Paul thanks God for certain characteristics of the Colossian believers. These characteristics include faith, love, and hope. We've already seen that faith in Christ is the foundational grace of Christianity. Then love is the relational grace which binds together the saved people. Finally, Paul speaks of hope, which is the inspirational grace. A realization of the hope we have in Christ, of seeing His glory in heaven, is what will enable us to live in joy on this earth. Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of this message in just a few minutes. First, we'd like to call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Fishers Follow Him. The text is Mark 1, verse 17. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Only by coming after Jesus can we obtain our heart's desire and be really useful to our fellow men. Oh, how we long to be successful fishers for Jesus! We would sacrifice our lives to win souls. But we are tempted to try methods which Jesus would never have tried. Shall we yield to this suggestion of the enemy? If so, we may splash the water, but we shall never take the fish. We must follow after Jesus if we would succeed. Sensational methods, entertainments, and so forth, are these coming after Jesus? Can we imagine the Lord Jesus drawing a congregation by such means as are now commonly used? What is the result of such expedients? The result is nothing which Jesus will count up at the last great day. We must keep to our preaching as our Master did, for by this means souls are saved. We must preach our Lord's doctrine and proclaim a full and free gospel, for this is the net in which souls are taken. We must preach with His gentleness, boldness, and love, for this is the secret of success with human hearts. We must work under divine anointing, depending upon the sacred Spirit. Thus, coming after Jesus and not running before Him, nor aside from Him, we shall be fishers of men.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
interesting to me that Paul did not simply say that he was thankful that they exercised faith and love and hope. They did exercise those things. But that's not what he said. If he had put it like that, you see, the main emphasis or the main idea would have been that he was thankful they were faithful, loving, and optimistic. Now, they were all that. But if that's what he had said, then the reason for their optimism would have been unstated and merely implied. But as the text stands, Paul makes the hope more than a virtue that they exercise. It's objective. The objectivity or the objectiveness of something, to use a word that doesn't exist, but I'm not the one who coined it, is the out there-ness of an object. In other words, it's not in here, it's out there. In other words, it's not dependent on my feeling. It's real in itself. This hope is something that is an eternal reality that is completely independent of their frame of mind. In other words, they didn't have hope because they were optimistic. They were optimistic because they had an eternal hope. This hope is laid up in heaven. Chapter 1 verse 12 speaks of it as the inheritance of the saints in light. Peter in his second epistle the first epistle, chapter 1, speaks of the inheritance undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. That's the hope. One of the most beautiful descriptions of it in the New Testament is found in Galatians 5, verse 5, where Paul calls it the hope of the righteousness of faith. What is that? It's the hope of our justification. It's the hope inherent in being justified. It's the hope inherent in being united to Christ. It's the hope inherent in being now accepted of God in Christ. What's the result of that? Eternal glory. Eternal glory. Now here we have a difficulty. The difficulty is not in the Bible, the difficulty is in us. We live in an age where we become so educated, so scientifically, technologically advanced, that we know what death is. It's been explained medically, it's been explained in so many ways as to rob it either of its terror to the ungodly, or of its glory for the Christian. We have got so well used to the wealth of the world that the shining brightness of glory has become dim to our eyes. Not so with those New Testament Christians. They had before them a hope. My prayer for me and for you today is that God would strip away the cataracts of the world from off our eyes and let us see that hope of glory, the brightness of the inheritance of the saints, because that's what inspires God's people to live by faith and in love for the brethren. Again, that's a whole sermon in itself, how it inspires. What it comes down to is this. This hope enables you to live on the earth with the values of heaven governing your life. That's what it is to live the Christian life, you know. Ultimately, to live in the world while you're not of the world. To live on the earth while your values are the values of eternity. How can we say our values are the values of eternity if at every opportunity we make them secondary to the things of earth? I've often quoted the words of a brother of mine who was not a believer. He started going to church, because we're going to have a Bible study. To arrive near the end of January to hear that there would be no church next Sunday night because it's Super Bowl Sunday. The question he asked, and there's no answer to it, is how can these people say this is the most important thing in the world and then suddenly set it aside because of a football game? There is no answer to that, you know. That tells you where your priorities really lie. There's been a whole controversy in the press about the big churches closing for Christmas. Tells you again where the priorities lie, is it not? Living on earth with the values of eternity. That's what he's talking about here. This hope will enable you to hold loosely to the things of earth, to labor not for the meat that perishes, but as Jesus said, to lay up for yourselves treasures not on earth, but in heaven. It's this inspirational hope in a Christian that will enable him to keep on going when the going gets tough. You know the old saying that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Rubbish when it comes to the things of God. It may work in the world, it may work in the athletic field. It's absolutely useless when it comes to the things of God. It's not tough people we need. It's Christ-like people we need. It's people who are so motivated by what they see in Christ, what they see in glory, what is laid before them, that becomes so real to them that the lack of what the world thinks of as success, or the lack of appreciation for them or their labors or their work or their success will not make them give up. They simply say the day will declare it. That day will do the declaring. Then we'll know what true success is. And the only well done that matters is the well done of the Master. This is running with your eyes on the prize. The certainty of the inheritance, inspiring to faith and love. So here's Paul's description of basic Christianity and its three essential graces. Love, or should I say faith in Christ Jesus, the foundational grace. Without that, you haven't even started to be a Christian. Love is the relational grace, love to all the saints. And that hope, that inheritance in the light that's set before us, that is the inspirational grace. I trust today that we'll get our eyes in Christ for all of these three things, start and finish, with what we are in Christ and what we have in Christ. For Christ is the basis of basic Christianity. Paul spoke about learning Christ. Sounds strange in our ears, does it not? Learning Christ. I trust the Lord will enable us to learn Christ. He is the fount of every blessing. I was thinking as I thought of these verses last night, I was thinking of the words of the old hymn, every virtue we possess, and every victory won, and every thought of holiness, are thine alone. That's where they come from. May God fix our faith in Him, our love in Him, our hope in Him. And then God and His Son will be as able to rejoice over us as over the Colossians, producing these essential graces of basic Christianity. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. Let us all pray. In a moment the meeting will be over and you'll be free to leave. Basic Christianity. In other words, anything less is not Christianity at all. Do you know Christ? Have you ever come from death unto life by faith in Him? If not, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's the command. Mr. Brehm and I are here to help you to Christ, to open up the Word of God and assist you to the Savior, let you see what the Bible says. Come, let's open the book of God with you. It'll be our pleasure to help you onward to the Lord Jesus. And if you are saved, let's get back to basics this morning. No better time or place to start practicing fundamental Christianity than right here, with faith in Christ Jesus, love to all the saints, on account of the hope laid up for us in heaven. Father in heaven, bless thy word to every heart. Produce in every life the fruit that thou alone art able to produce. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Our God and Father, we pray that thou wilt save the lost. And we pray that thou wilt stir up and revive the saints, and grant that the word and work of the gospel will prosper in this place as the Lord works in and through His people. Hear our cry. Take our thanks for all thy many, many blessings. Part us with thy fear and keep us in thy favor. Be the portion of thy blood-bought church today and evermore. We pray all these things, giving thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website, at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.